The Atonement of Jesus Christ, Insights from the Joseph Smith Translation. Joseph Smith's translation of the Bible enhances our understanding of the Savior's suffering, death, and resurrection. Soon after the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was organized, the prophet Joseph Smith was divinely commissioned to make a translation, or revision, of the King James Version of the Bible. He labored off and on for the rest of his life to fulfill this assignment. The Bible Dictionary explains, although the major portion of the work was completed by July 1833, the prophet continued to make modifications while preparing a manuscript for the press until his death in 1844, and it is possible that some additional modifications would have been made had he lived to publish the entire work. Today, parts of the Joseph Smith translation can be found in the LDS editions of the Scriptures. The Joseph Smith translation is an invaluable aid to biblical understanding and interpretation. It is a witness for the divine calling and ministry of the prophet Joseph Smith. This article will help you increase your understanding of the Savior's suffering, death, and resurrection by highlighting some of the changes made by the prophet in his Bible translation. A Garden of Sorrow, Joseph Smith Translation, Mark, chapter 14, verses 36 through 38. Compare King James Version, Mark, chapter 14, verses 32 through 34. And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane, which was a garden. And the disciples began to be sore amazed, and to be very heavy, and to complain in their hearts, wondering if this be the Messiah. And Jesus, knowing their hearts, he said to his disciples, Sit you here, while I shall pray. And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and rebuketh them, and saith unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. Joseph Smith Translation, Luke chapter 22, verses 45 and 46. Compare with the King James Version, Luke chapter 22, verses 45 and 46. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping, for they were filled with sorrow. And he said unto them, Why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. Joseph Smith Translation, Mark, chapter 14, verses 43 and 46 and 47. Compare with the King James Version, Mark, chapter 14, verse 38 and verses 41 and 42. And they said unto him, The Spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. And he cometh to them the third time, and he saith unto them, Sleep on now, and take rest. It is enough, the hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hand of sinners. And after they had finished their sleep, he said, Rise up, let us go. Lo, he who betrayeth me is at hand. Simon Peter and Judas Iscariot, Nighttime Witnesses. Joseph Smith Translation, Mark chapter 14, verses 80 through 82. Compare King James Version, Mark chapter 14, verse 72. And the second time the cock crew. And Peter called to mind the words which Jesus said unto him, Before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out, and fell upon his face, and wept bitterly. Joseph Smith Translation, Mark chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. Compare King James Version, Mark chapter 15, verse 1. And straightway in the morning the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes. And the whole council condemned him, Jesus, and bound him, and carried him away, and delivered him to Pilate. Joseph Smith Translation, Matthew chapter 27, verses 3 through 6, and verse 10. Compare King James Version, Matthew chapter 27, verses 3 through 5, and verse 10. Then Judas, who had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself, and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said unto him, What is that to us? See thou to it, thy sins be upon thee. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple, and departed, and went and hanged himself on a tree. And straightway he fell down, and his bowels gushed out, and he died. And therefore they took the pieces of silver, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord appointed by the mouth of Jeremy. Pilate and the King of the Jews. Joseph Smith Translation, Mark chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. Compare King James Version, Mark chapter 15, verse 2. And Pilate asked him, Art thou the King of the Jews? And Jesus answering said unto him, I am, even as thou sayest. Joseph Smith Translation, Matthew chapter 27, verses 26 and 27. Compare King James Version, Matthew chapter 27, verses 24 and 25. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See that ye do nothing unto him. Then answered all the people, and said, His blood come upon us and our children. Joseph Smith Translation, Mark chapter 15, verse 29. Compare King James Version, Mark chapter 15, verse 26. And Pilate wrote his accusation, and put it upon the cross, the King of the Jews. Joseph Smith Translation, Matthew chapter 27, verses 39 through 42. Compare King James Version, Matthew chapter 27, verse 37. And Pilate wrote a title, and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews, in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. And the chief priest said unto Pilate, It should be written, and set up over his head his accusation. That is, he that said he was Jesus the King of the Jews. But Pilate answered and said, What I have written, I have written. Let it alone. Upon the Crosses at Calvary. Joseph Smith Translation, Mark chapter 15, verses 25 and 26. Compare King James Version, Mark chapter 15, verses 22 and 23. And they bring him unto the place called Golgotha, which is, being interpreted, the place of a burial. And they gave him to drink vinegar mingled with gall. And when he had tasted the vinegar, he would not drink. Joseph Smith Translation, Luke chapter 23, verse 35. Compare King James Version, Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, meaning the soldiers who crucified him. Joseph Smith Translation, Matthew chapter 27, verses 47 and 48. Compare King James Version, Matthew chapter 27, verse 44. But the other rebuked him, saying, Dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art under the same condemnation, and this man is just, and hath not sinned? And he cried unto the Lord, that he would save him. And the Lord said unto him, This day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Joseph Smith Translation, Matthew chapter 27, verse 54. Compare King James Version, Matthew chapter 27, verse 50. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, saying, Father, it is finished, Thy will is done, yielded up the ghost. Easter Day, Joseph Smith Translation, Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 3. Compare King James Version, Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 4. Early in the morning came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there had been a great earthquake, for two angels of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. And their countenance was like lightning, and their raiment white as snow. And for fear of them, the keepers did shake and became as though they were dead. Joseph Smith Translation, Mark chapter 16, verses 3 through 6. Compare King James Version, Mark chapter 16, verses 4 through 7. But when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great, and two angels sitting thereon, clothed in long white garments, and they were affrighted. But the angels said unto them, Be not affrighted, ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen, he is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. And go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him, as he said unto you. And they, entering into the sepulchre, saw the place where they laid Jesus. Joseph Smith Translation, John chapter 20, verses 16 and 17. Compare King James Version, John chapter 20, verses 16 and 17. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. And she turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Hold me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. Joseph Smith Translation, Matthew chapter 27, verses 56 and 57. Compare King James Version, Matthew chapter 27, verses 52 and 53. And the graves were opened, and the bodies of the saints which slept arose, who were many, and came out of the graves, and, after his resurrection, went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. Sidebar: Some insights from the Joseph Smith Translation. A gloomy, heavy feeling engulfed the hearts of Jesus' disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus' disciples began to be sore amazed by what they were experiencing in the garden with Jesus. The disciples, including Peter, James, and John, began to wonder whether Jesus was truly the Messiah. Jesus rebuked Peter, James, and John. Succumbing to the feeling of sorrow and heaviness in the garden, Peter, James, and John fell asleep. They, not Jesus, said, The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. Filled with compassion, Jesus watched and waited while his disciples slept, not wanting to wake them. Distraught with grief, Peter fell upon his face and wept inconsolably. When Judas Iscariot tried to give back the bribe he had received, the leaders of the Jews rebuffed him, saying, Thy sins be upon thee. The Joseph Smith Translation reconciles the two seemingly different versions of how Judas Iscariot died. See Matthew chapter 27, verses 3 through 10, and Acts chapter 1, verses 15 through 20. When Pilate asked if he was the king of the Jews, Jesus boldly and directly replied, I am. The Joseph Smith Translation harmonizes the Matthew and Mark accounts with John's account of Pilate's involvement in preparing the cross. See John chapter 19, verses 19 through 22. The place of Jesus' crucifixion was near a tomb or place of burial. As he hung on the cross, Jesus forgave the Roman soldiers who were merely doing their duty. one of the men crucified with Jesus cried out to him, asking that he would save him. Jesus' last words from the cross included the phrase, "Thy will is done," confirming that he died according to the will of his Father. Early Easter morning, two angels from the presence of God opened the tomb and cleared the way for the arrival of the women at the tomb. The Savior instructed Mary Magdalene, "Hold me not," rather than "Touch me not." End of the article, The Atonement of Jesus Christ, Insights from the Joseph Smith Translation. Read by Dwayne Case.